All right, brother, the drinks are poured and we're ready to begin. What is on the docket for tonight?
Man, we got not five. We got six movies this week.
We got a bonus one.
We do. We got Shirley on Netflix. We got Dream Scenario on Max. We got Immaculate in the movie theaters. We got Migration on Blu-ray. We got Monkey Man in theaters. And the last one's, what is the last one? I forget the last one. What is it?
Out of Darkness?
Out of Darkness.
Out of Darkness.
Blu-ray and VOD.
Yeah.
Those are our six movies this week.
That's awesome. All I got to say about that is,
wow.
That's right. We got a special. Episode 64 by the numbers starts now. What's up, everybody? Thank you for joining us as the Faces for Radio podcast presents By the Numbers, where we take new releases in theater, streaming, or video. We watch them, review them, let you know our thoughts. I am your host, David. My co-host is
Rich. How you doing,
brother? How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good, actually, man.
All right. That's awesome. I'm just going to go ahead and do it now. So this episode of By the Numbers is brought to you by Spotify for Podcasting. They take the audio portion of our podcast and they put it out on such podcast sites like Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Pocket Cast, CastBox, Radio Public, and Google Podcasts. They do it all for free. They give us sponsors. And once we get more followers, we get more sponsors and hopefully money. But that hasn't happened yet. So right now we're just
slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely. He calls me Shirley all the time, but I call him my cock. So it always happens. But anyway,
my cock likes his huge ass.
Exactly. And my huge ass likes my cock. That didn't sound right at all, but we're going to segue that by saying, go over to Spotify, hit the follow button for us, and then you can listen to us on any podcast station. Let's go to the chat, see what's up. Dell jumped in beforehand and said we're on at the same time again and wanted to at least pop in and say have a great stream. Thank you, brother. We're going to drop you in too, on yours and watch the replay and at least give you some likes and love. But you guys, if you're not on our channel, hopefully you're on Dell's for his stream, because, you know, he's awesome and he deserves it. Yeah. Corey's in the house. What's up, Corey? Good to see you, my friend. Jay Manley.
What's up, Jay?
Is in the house. He made it Sexual just in chocolate. Time. You did. Saying hey. So I'm not going to give it to Dell, but Corey, you get the cookie this time. You were the first one to pipe in and stay on. So you get the cookie. But all right. So we got a six pack tonight. We got six movies that we're going to watch. And again,
we don't have a six pack.
No, I got a keg. I don't know about you. Yeah. It's why. wait, even when I was in good shape, I had like a two pack.
I didn't have no pack.
There was never any pack for Rich, but yeah, when I was in wrestling, I had like two. I had like up here and then it was just like nothing else. So, but now, you know, I can store a whole bunch of six packs, and I do that on our other show.
You do.
I do. Speaking of which, the Spirits to Spirits podcast has moved back to Fridays, beginning next week. It seems that my partner's schedule has changed back to the way it was. However, this week's show is going to be on Saturday night. And we're going to talk about the Rolling Hills Asylum and also the Mill Creek area of Deerfield, New Jersey, which apparently the whole neighborhood is haunted, all the houses. So that was and that's part of the Darkness in Suburbia series, which is on Scare Network TV. If you guys get a chance, subscriptions are free. So you can jump in there and subscribe for free with ads. Premium service is $4.99 a month. But right now there are no ads because they're, you know, once we get more people on the network, then you might start seeing ads, but I haven't seen an ad the whole time I've watched anything.
Either have I.
On the network. So, and it's really good stuff. If you're into any type of paranormal horror or monster movies, true crime, that kind of stuff, great, great channel to watch that kind of stuff. And also our Spirits of Spirits podcast does exclusive work for Scare Network TV. And we're midway through season 2 on there. So it's been a blast, bro. I really like doing it. Yeah.
Great content on that. I'm not just saying it because I would be critical of it if I didn't like it. And everything I've watched on that has been great.
Yeah. No, they do some really quality work. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't have gone and tried to, you know, get a deal worked out with them if their content wasn't that good. Mm-hmm. But we watched a documentary on there because we were going to interview Sean Austin for our show. So we watched his documentary, which was the Amityville Resurgence. And I was like, you know, they're doing some good work there. I think we need to, you know, get in there on the floor and then be a part of their network. So when they do hit big, and I believe they will hit big, we'll be a part of that. So I'm hoping.
Fingers crossed.
My eyes are crossed, but that's always the way it is. All right. So let's go to our movies. We have 2 from the theater.
Yeah.
And then we have, well, a couple of physical releases and then a couple of streaming releases. So it's kind of a good variety this time, different genres. So what do you think got our lowest score?
I am going to have to go with Shirley.
Okay. That's interesting. That's an interesting thing. So we were doing this and, you know, just so you guys know, we watch the 6 movies, we score them and we take the average score of the 2 of us. And I rank them from, in this case, 6-1. And our lowest scored movie, not Shirley, strangely enough.
Wow.
The lowest scored movie is in theaters right now, and it is Immaculate.
Oh, wow. I didn't expect that. See, I don't even remember what I scored it.
Hey, what's up, Holland? Good to see you, brother.
What's up, Holland?
Speaking of which, you know, I've got the poster right behind me for Immaculate. Nice. Courtesy of Regal Cinemas. They set me up with some extra posters whenever they get a chance. So I've got Immaculate, and then next week I will have First Omen. So I'll try to put those up close to the thing so we can see them. But anyway, let's talk about Immaculate for a second.
I liked this. I think Sydney Sweeney does a great job. The only thing I complain about Sydney Sweeney, she wasn't naked. Because she's a beautiful woman.
She does play a nun, dude.
I know. But she could be a slutty nun. Come on.
She could be a slutty nun. It's not that kind of show.
I'm just saying, no. I dug this.
Why isn't she naked? She's a nun, bro. So let me read the synopsis on it. It says, Cecilia, a woman of devout faith, is warmly welcomed to the picture-perfect Italian countryside, where she is offered a new role at an illustrious convent. But it becomes clear to Cecilia that her new home harbors dark and horrifying secrets. Rob, what's up, brother? Good to see you.
What's up, Rob?
So, yeah, this took me to a place that I didn't know I would go. This movie did not... I didn't expect this to happen. So... A ho run, yes. It's a ho nun. It's the ho nun. So with Immaculate, I was like, okay. At first, I didn't understand the title. No trailers, went in cold. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching the movie and I'm like, okay, now I get it. But it takes a turn.
Yeah.
In here that I did not expect. And the ending I did not expect.
I like the ending.
I like the ending too. It surprised me. But I think that the ending will not be well received by everyone. I think there are people that will not like this ending.
I like this ending better than I did the first Omen, which is basically, this is the same movie as the first Omen.
I agree. Only a different, I don't want to say antagonist, but like it's the same story. It's just told two different ways.
Yeah.
Right.
And I thought this worked better than the first Omen.
I liked this better in a lot of ways because it wasn't conventional. It didn't go the direction I wanted it to go. And I was okay with that because I was like, oh wow, this is not what I expected. So that was pretty cool. Ending, that's right. That ending was crazy. I think Robert should come to Iowa and try taco pizza.
Hey Jay, okay. I was actually in Des Moines this weekend. And every time I go to Des Moines, not to segue here for a minute, put a pin in the immaculate. I go to my favorite restaurant every time I'm in Des Moines, and that is Tasty Tacos. I love that place, Jay. I stop in there every time. So
there it is.
Taken out, yeah.
So speaking of immaculate, I thought the conception of this movie was actually really well done. I love the concept here.
Yeah.
I do think it was slow.
It is.
It's a very slow burn, and Jay agrees, the best tacos. But aside from Sydney Sweeney, I pretty much didn't recognize
anybody.
There were a couple of people that I was like, ooh, face. I was like, okay, I think I know who that one is. Yeah,
there was no one for me.
But I ended up just going with a 2 for the cast because I was like, I don't think I know her. It was really interesting that way. And
it's better that way.
I like that for a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's some, I was going to say there is nudity in the movie. Yeah. More like a glorified wet t-shirt contest with nightgowns. I'm sitting there going, oh, yeah. but it wasn't Sydney Sweeney. They really subdued her.
And you know, as much as I joked about it, even though she's a very beautiful woman and she's known for flaunting her, put it in what God gave her.
Mm-hmm.
It worked here, keeping her no makeup, no titties out.
Yeah. Well, she's supposedly a virgin in this.
Yeah.
And I think they played that.
Yeah.
I think they played that really well. I'll be honest. I did not give this the best score.
I didn't think
it was bad. It was different. It was one. It's not scary at all. I do not consider this a horror movie.
No,
this is more of a thriller, and I wouldn't even call it a supernatural thriller.
No. I would add a little bit of sci-fi.
There's a little bit of sci-fi. There's a little bit of, but I think this is mainly a suspenseful thriller. There's intensity to it. There's a lot of suspense. You don't know what's going on, and then everything just like comes out in your face in the end. So,
yeah, I think this movie stuck the landing when a lot of horror movies nowadays have a hard time.
We got the best tacos in Cali.
As long as they're pink.
All right, Tiana. How are you?
What's up, Tiana?
So good to see you. I actually like this. I enjoyed it.
Too.
I think I would probably have this in my collection just because of its unique nature.
Yeah.
This does not
a day one buy. Cause this is no,
this is not a day one buy. This is a, $10 or less Blu-ray.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and grab, Corey, I guess I'm following you tonight. but I do think that this works on some levels.
Yeah, it does.
It's definitely not it doesn't go the way you think it's going to go. Mm-mm. And
I say this is worth checking out when it hits streaming, because it's probably almost out of theaters already.
Yeah, I think it's almost done. I think within the next week or two, it's going to be gone.
I say when this hits streaming, VOD, it's worth checking out. A $5.99 rental is definitely worth checking out.
Yeah. All right, let's go to our highlights on Immaculate. Okay, so pretty much your highlights, you have an 8 for the visuals. You have 7s for the ending and story. And then pretty much 6s and 5s, except for the cast, of course, is a 2. And it hurts it as far as the score goes, but as far as that type of movie, I'd rather not recognize anybody. So, you know, thinking about it, I actually gave a 10 to the ending, because the ending really surprised me. It shook me. I was talking about it afterwards. So 10 for the ending, because I liked it. It really surprised me.
It echoed something. The reason I scored it is because, and maybe I should have scored it this way, is what you said, how this isn't going to be like the ending.
Yeah. No, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, this wouldn't be well received. This ending would not be well received by certain people, because of the culture that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
But, my personal view on it, I thought it worked. It was fantastic. I even liked the way that they showed, or the lack of showing, what happened at the end.
It worked better that they didn't show.
Exactly. You heard.
Yeah.
But you didn't see.
Because your mind will always paint a worse picture.
Exactly.
Than what you showed on the screen.
And I painted such a picture of what that gurgling meant.
Uh-huh.
I painted such a picture of what that looked like. And I was totally on board with it. So that's my favorite part, was the ending.
Yeah.
I gave an 8 to the story, and I gave 7s to the acting, trailer, visuals, sound, and subgenre. I said, because the subgenre was not what I expected. I was looking at this to be a paranormal horror movie or a supernatural thriller, and it's not like that at all. So
I went in the same thing.
Yeah. So let's go to our final scores on Immaculate, you guys. It's taking 6th place, but I still think it's worth seeing at some point.
Mm-hmm.
IMDb is giving this a 6.3. Rotten Tomatoes critic score 70%. Audience score 59%. And there goes the, where I think certain audience members just can't handle this.
Yeah.
Rich, you gave it a 58, coinciding with that. I gave it a 66. Our total average score is 62. Not 3.6.
And again, the cast score hurts it for me. I mean,
The cast score hurt it for both of us. I think if we'd have, if there'd have been if I'd have given the cast a 6, then this would have been a 70.
Yeah.
And I think it deserves that. I think it's worth that. But am I going to change how I score things? No.
No,
it's not going to change. I think we're good the way it is. It's just
our scoring,
even though
your score is just works.
Yeah, because the score is still kind of objective in that way, to where if people don't recognize cast members, they generally won't see it. Like a lot of people don't even know who Sydney Sweeney is yet.
I know. She's, that surprises me.
She is just about to hit big. And I don't see any Oscars or anything for her, but I see her hitting some big movies here in the next couple of years.
I know there's a rumor going around that her rep kind of got pissy about it. If you follow any of the inside trades and stuff, she's supposed to be lined up doing a Johnny Depp movie for Johnny Depp's big comeback.
Okay.
I think it's called The Bartender or something like that.
Hmm. I don't know. I'd watch it. I think she's good. I don't think she's an amazing actress, but I think she's good.
She doesn't have to show her tits. That's the thing about her. Yes, she's beautiful, and there are actresses that are known for doing nudity. And us guys, it's nice, but she's one of them that has the skills to be more than just a tit actress.
Yeah. No, and there's one And I think it affected my sound score at the end was her scream at the end.
Yeah.
That I was like, dude, best, you know, one of the best Scream Queen screams.
It felt real.
It did. It felt real. It felt, you know, visceral and painful and scared and angry. I was just like, man, that was really good. And then to have it finish the way it finished. So yeah. I think it's worth watching just to see the ending and to go through the story, because it doesn't play out how you think it's going to play out.
And it's a quick movie too.
It's not fast. It won't take too much time out of your life.
Was it like an hour and 45? Hour and 35?
Hour and 29. It's it's under 90 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got? Sydney is killing it. Yeah, mm-hmm. She's doing really good. All right. So let's go to number 5. And let me pull that up. Yes. So our number 5 movie is the one you thought was number 6. Shirley comes in at number 5 and stars Regina King.
She's a fantastic actress. I'm just going to put that. I'm going to say that. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's really good. I'm going to read the synopsis on this. Shirley Chisholm makes a trailblazing run for the 1972 Democratic presidential nomination after becoming the first Black woman elected to Congress. This is a biopic about Shirley Chisholm and what happened, you know, in the early 70s. We interrupt this program because Rob can't wait for Civil War tomorrow night on IMAX.
I'll see it on Friday.
I'm seeing it Tuesday, and I don't have IMAX anywhere close, so I'm just going to see it regular. It's just going to be regular Max. No IMAX. or I'm in instead of Max. But I liked this.
It was okay.
I liked this. It was, I thought, like, first scene of the movie, I was like, I really like Regina King here.
I do too. But I think that first scene.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is a Netflix movie.
Yeah.
I was, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. I agree. Yeah. I like this. I like the dialogue. I like the story. I liked how it happened. I won't watch this again. I think this is a one-time watch.
Yeah.
Lance Reddick is in this. May he rest.
Yeah.
And he's got the cane and you can tell that stuff's happening. I think this was one of his last movies.
I think it was his last movie.
I think his last movie. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, Terrence Howard, and it's got a really good cast. Yeah. And, but yeah, the dialogue's a little eh. I still like the story.
The story's great, but I wish they would have focused on her accomplishments, what she did, instead of this whole presidential.
It was all about the Democrat nomination. It was all about that one election.
Yeah. I think that takes away from what she did.
Yeah. Instead of like her body of work.
Yeah. Regina King's Regina King. You know what you're going to get because she's a great actress. I did like the one white guy in this movie. Her aide, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, the kid? The college kid? I liked him too.
Yeah, I liked him a lot.
I liked him. Lucas Hedges or something, whatever his name was. Grant just showed up. What is up, Grant? Just got done with day 2 of CinemaCon. Universal killed it for me. 5 Nights at Freddy's 2, Fall of 2025, and more.
I'll skip that.
He will skip that. He didn't like it as much as I did. Speaking of liking people, Cal, it's good to see you, my brother. Thank you so much.
You're doing good, man.
Yeah. But yeah, I enjoyed this. I liked the story of it. There was some stuff here that I didn't know about.
There's a lot of stuff I didn't know about.
I liked the whole thing with George Wallace and what she did. I liked the whole thing. You know, the whole thing at the end with McGovern and what happened to her delegates. Mm-hmm. I liked that. I think it's worth watching. It's a Netflix movie.
One time.
Not great, but it's worth seeing for the biopic, for the historical significance of it. because it was very interesting to watch, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But yeah, not much of a budget on it. Not, you know, like not very good dialogue, but the story's good. The visuals were okay. The music was okay. Yeah. I think I gave a little bit of a bonus to the soundtrack because there were some period music that I enjoyed that was with it. But I love how everybody's saying hi to everybody.
Yeah. We have a great community.
So yeah, I think this is worth a watch. I mean, pound for pound, I pick Immaculate over this.
Oh yeah. Any day.
It's just the cast here. We gave the cast a really high score because it's got a huge cast.
10 for and me.
I think I gave it a 9. I think I was at a 9 for cast, but still, if I could have given a 9 to Immaculate would be in a way different spot right now.
Because
our scores aren't that far apart, all the way up to, you know, what, 62 is our lowest, and our highest average is 77. So there's only a 15-point difference between all six movies tonight.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, let's go to our highlights on Shirley coming in fifth place, you guys. So yeah, Rich, you gave a 10 to the cast. You gave an 8 to the story. You gave 7s to acting and subgenre. And then 6s to trailer and ending. I gave a 9 to the cast and a 9 to the story. I gave an 8 to the ending, 7s to acting, trailer, and subgenre. And then 6s to everything else except for visuals, I gave a 5. Because I said, yeah, visuals I wasn't too happy about.
I was going to give it a 5 for visuals. But I liked the set design, the clothes.
I like the clothes, but I went down to a 4 and I came back up. So
that one scene was rough. The opening scene, I was like, ah,
yeah. Guess what? She walks in and she's got the drink, and then she's the stairs and what was going on there, and the music that went with it, and I was like, okay, this doesn't fit. And then she goes and stands in a sea of white people to get a picture taken. I was just like, okay. The biggest highlight of CinemaCon Day 2 was Super Mario sequel in April 2026.
That was announced a while ago.
And Wicked Part 1 coming out this year. I'm
good on Wicked.
I don't want any part of Wicked. But what is wicked is our final scores on Shirley. Guys, this is on Netflix right now. And I think it's worth seeing, but I think one-time view only.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't go chasing after it, but if you've got Netflix, it's worth seeing. Our final scores are IMDb gives us a 6.3. Rotten Tomatoes critic score is 73%. Audience score is 72%. Rich, you gave it a 65. I gave it a 70. Total average score, 67.5.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think comes in number 4?
I am going to go, probably going to be wrong again, because wrong is my middle name. And I'm going to go Migration.
I think Danger is your middle name. But yeah, you're wrong.
wow, that's way higher than I thought it was going to.
So yeah, I think you'll be really surprised. And Jay says Migration. You were also wrong. Our number 4 movie this week is Out of Darkness, which
I liked this movie.
I like this too. I liked everything that's on the on the docket. Some more than others, but This was interesting.
Yeah. This was billed as a monster movie, and it's something totally different.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm going to read the synopsis on it. It says, in the old Stone Age, a desperate gang of early humans band together in search of a new land. But when they suspect a malevolent, mystical being is hunting them down, the clan are forced to confront a danger they never envisioned. So yeah, this was basically how it was kind of behaving at first. Was it was Apocalypto meets Pitch Black.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. That is a really good, yeah.
But
have you guys seen this? Put in the comments if you've seen it.
Yeah, if you've seen this, let us know.
Yeah.
But the ending tells a completely different story.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you go, oh shit.
Yeah. And then what that ending shows you about human nature.
Yeah.
That's what's really got me. That's right. What.
So I wasn't really in the mood for this. And it was the foreign language. This takes place in like 43,000 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. And or 43,000 BC or however they did.
You say it. Yeah.
However you say it. Like forever.
A couple years ago.
So, and they're like, the reason why I associated with Apocalypto is because they're speaking this foreign language that I'm not familiar with, and it's all subtitles. But the acting is pretty well done.
It is.
The story, the dialogue is pretty basic because of the foreign language, and they're kind of primitive. So, it's, you know, they're chasing us or it's going to kill us. And you're wrong for taking us here. Crap like that. But it's, you know, it's like you said, it's about human nature and how, you know, one person doesn't fear thing. One person is smart, but when people are together, they're stupid and fearful and ignorant. And
exactly.
And that's kind of exactly what happens here. So this is an interesting story that can be applied even today.
100% today.
With how society is. Mm-hmm. It goes to an extreme, but it does send a message with kind of how we are now. I really want to check Out of Darkness out. Yeah, I recommend this. Now this I look at this, and even though it just came out, it's from 2022.
Yeah.
So it was made a while back. I think it had a brief stint in the theater, right?
Yeah. Late last year. Yeah. Early this year too.
It made just under 2 million in the box office, 1.98 million. I know.
It's hard not to talk about this movie without spoiling it.
I'm trying not to spoil it. Okay, so I will say, I felt it was dark. I felt the camera work was dark.
Yeah.
I get that it's supposed to be like that because there's no like lighting. They had to, basically the lighting that they had was by fire. So, so I get it. There were parts that I couldn't see in the movie.
You watched it in the daytime, so you had reflections and stuff.
I had glare on the TV and things like that, so I couldn't really make some things out.
When I watched it in the theater, it worked perfectly. Of course,
that makes sense. In the theater, it would work.
But I had the same issue when I watched it because I rewatched it today too.
You rewatched it the same way I rewatched. I watched it, so it does play a little bit dark. It's gory as hell. There's really good gore here.
Yeah, but and not gross either.
No, it's not. There was one. There's one that's gross. There's one that's gross, but I like that shit. I don't have a problem with
you.
It.
Are weird.
I'm crazy. It didn't
bother me in this one.
No, it didn't. This didn't bother me. This was like survival of the fittest. That's you're doing what you can to survive. So I described the movie to my wife, and my wife goes, "So it's like The Croods," and I went, "Yeah. It's kind of like The Croods." Yeah. Only way more violent.
She's awesome. You tell her that's amazing. Tell her that's awesome.
I was like, that's the perfect analogy. So if you want to see a live action movie of The Croods, this is the one that'll get you over the top. But yeah, like I said, there's suspense. There's some good jumps in here, like surprises.
Yeah.
that you wouldn't expect. And then the whole ending, it changes everything that you thought about during the movie.
Yeah, it does a 180 or 360.
It does a 180. Yeah, it's just like you're thinking, okay, this is what's going on. Like you predict what's going to happen, mm-hmm. and then what actually comes out of it, you're like, okay, that was anything that I expected. So,
and that's great. Again, this is great storytelling.
Without actually, putting a whole lot of dialogue and crap behind it.
And see, that's the thing I liked about the trailer for this. I only seen the first trailer. That's my new rule. I only watch one trailer for a movie.
Me too.
And it doesn't give anything away in that trailer for this movie, which needs to be looked at. More movies need to do that. Stop giving away the whole fucking movie.
Stop giving away the whole freaking movie, mm-hmm. but give me enough to make me interested, but don't tell me the ending. Cause I can sit there and go, okay, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Grant's got more updates from CinemaCon. Day 3 of CinemaCon is going to be a fantastic Disney and Paramount day for me. All bullets for me. I imagine Piper wanting to watch Wicked as soon as it hits. I am not going to tell her.
Yeah, don't tell her. Paramount is usually the one that kills it at CinemaCon. They usually have the best presentation.
Spoilers. Call spoiler alert, Grant, when you talk about stuff like that. But anyway, so let's go to our highlights on Out of Darkness. I still think this is worth a watch. I don't know if I would add it to my collection. Not right away. This would be something
I think you get the Blu-ray on Amazon or Walmart for like $12. $12-$14, I think.
Yeah. Usually it's like 14, but yeah, if it's like 12, maybe.
Yeah.
But this would be another like under $5, $6. I'd be like under 10, or if I saw it for $7.50 on Blu-ray, I'd grab it.
Yeah, me too.
All right, so you have a 10 for sound here. Mm-hmm. That's your biggest score. Mm-hmm. And then you have 8s for trailer, ending, story, visuals, and genre. 7s for acting, direction, and subgenre. I have 8s for visuals, sound, genre, and subgenre. And then I have 7s for acting and direction. 6s for trailer, ending, and story. Again, the cast kind of hurts it here. But I still think it was good, and it does take 4th place. Let's go to our final scores on Out of Darkness, you guys. This is available on physical or on video on demand right now. IMDb is giving this a 5.6. Rotten Tomatoes critic score 86%, audience score 54%. Rich, you gave it a 75. I gave it a 67 for an average score of 71. And I think the audience not liking it and IMDb scoring it low is because of the foreign language.
Yeah. People have a hard time wanting to read.
People have a hard time reading the movie. And if it's supposedly not a foreign film, but it's behaving like a foreign film, I can't tell you how many people walked out of Godzilla Minus One because they didn't know it was in Japanese.
And it's funny.
I'm like, it's fantastic. What are you guys leaving for? I don't want to read the movie. I'm like, then you're short-sighted.
The people that know I do the show with you, they're like,
what are you doing with that guy?
They ask me what movies we watch and what do you recommend. I'll be telling them there's some great foreign movies, and every one of them say, I do not want to read a movie. Yep. I say, I don't understand that. I just don't. You're missing out on so many great movies.
Yeah.
By not.
I mean, last year especially, we had so many fantastic foreign films mm-hmm. that we watched. And we've had a few this year, too. spoiler alert, Margot Robbie is making a Monopoly movie. Which is going to be interesting. Well,
her company's going to produce it. They haven't said
goes to the home
she's
going to
be in it or anything.
But I appreciate you calling spoiler alert, Grant. that was nice. I was teasing about that, but I love it. This is I get that all the time too. And it's, you know, I'm like, dude, you need to check out Hunger. If you're going to watch, if you're going to watch any foreign film, go watch that one and then tell me that you don't like foreign films. Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? If you can't deal with reading the movie, then just watch it dubbed.
I even say my two go-tos are Hunger and Parasite and the Devil one. What was that one called? Off the top of my head.
I saw the Devil.
I saw the Devil.
Yeah. The one that I gave you on the horror movie month.
I love that movie.
That Korean film is so good.
Yeah.
That's amazing. What? Speaking what's of up, amazing, Steve? What's up, Steve? Good to see you. Yeah. All right. So top three this week. What movie did you think made number three?
I'm going to go with my previous pick, Migration.
Okay. You're still wrong.
Are you kidding me?
So our number three movie this week is Dream Scenario. This is on Max. I like this too. This really surprised me.
Me too.
I wasn't expecting this. And in fact, I didn't want to see this.
Neither did I. I saw it.
This does not appeal to me at all. I didn't even watch the trailer. I watched the trailer and I was like, okay, maybe. And again, they don't let the cat out of the bag here with the trailer. You kind of go, oh, I see what's going on. So this is on Max right now, you guys. It's also on physical.
I think you get it on Blu-ray.
Yeah. Because I think I saw it at Walmart for $15 or $18 or something like that. But the synopsis reads, an ordinary family man finds his life turned upside down when strangers suddenly start seeing him in their dreams. This is an A24 movie, and they always do this funky shit with their stuff. But this was interesting. So I also want to throw my sister-in-law, Luan, gave us a like on Facebook. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We have one person watching us on X, or what used to be Twitter. Two people are on your channel, Turner Fan 77, and then there's eight on the Faces for Radio channel watching us. So awesome. Thank you guys for watching us live.
We appreciate you guys.
And also thank you guys for watching us on replay if you check this out later on. But let's talk about Dream Scenario here, bro. So so basically what happens is these random people all start seeing Nicolas Cage's character, who's just some humdrum teacher, in their dreams, and he's just really not doing anything.
And the way Nicolas Cage plays his teacher is like, I liked it. He wasn't Nicolas Cage.
No,
he wasn't over the top. He was subdued.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked it.
Speaking of over the top,
what's up, Huck?
What's up, Huck? Happy birthday, brother. Today is Huck's birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy 21st birthday, man.
I was going to say 29, but yeah, you don't look a day over 21, brother.
Yeah.
Heading out for my B-Day dinner. Just wanted to say hi. Have a great show. Catch the replay. Here's a like on the way out. Thanks, brother. Hitting us with a like. You guys, also, if you get a chance, hit us with a like. Go over to TurnerFan77's channel. Jump on that live stream because it's the same thing. Hit the like there, too, because we like it. And Jay says, now I'm on both. That's got to be weird. speaking of over the top, anytime you want me to come on your morning mug with you, let me know, brother. I'm in. Anyway, back to Dream Scenario. So yeah, I liked how Nicolas Cage played the character, this professor, like this really like he's full of himself, but he's really like nothing.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he starts showing up in these people's dreams just as a random character, doing all kinds of things. Doing all kinds of weird stuff, but usually doing nothing, like not participating at all, just like there.
Yeah.
And then he starts getting fame, and they start, you know, Michael Cera's got a cameo in this. And he becomes kind of famous because of it. But then things start to take a turn for the worst. And this is where I really got interested. Because now this is labeled as a comedy horror movie.
Yeah, I don't think it's a horror movie.
What the heck? Somebody has to show support. The horror aspect did not escape me.
I get why they could have.
I get it. I think more of a thriller, but but there's a point
comedy
where I'm sitting there going, okay, because basically something's happening. Mm-hmm. Like the whole thing, I'm going to say the whole scenario changes.
Yeah, that's an area. It goes from happy to bad.
It goes from, you know,
wet dreams to
nonchalant to wet dreams to like violent to like people are having PTSD because of the dreams, right?
Yeah, like he's not even allowed to go. It's not really a spoiler. He's not allowed to go to his children's plays.
Yeah,
because of what happened in the people's dreams.
How the parents feel about him because of the dreams they've had. Yeah. Like crazy shit to where you're like, okay, whoa.
Yeah.
And
the one thing that did make me laugh a lot was when he goes to that girl's apartment.
Yeah. No, fart scene. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that made, I covered my mouth because I was like, I shouldn't be laughing at this because I do the same thing. But because that's what happens when you get old. When something comes out of one end, something usually comes out of the other end. It's just.
Luckily, I haven't hit that age yet.
How is this not at the bottom of one of the picks? I got to tell you, because I liked it.
I didn't score it bad.
No, we're actually pretty close on the score here. But still, I mean, it's in the middle of the pack, and like I said, there's only like 15 points difference between the lowest scored movie and the highest scored movie.
I'm trying to find scores here. Yeah, I scored it middle range. I didn't give it.
I think this is interesting. There was, I wasn't liking the beginning of it. Mm-mm. I was really bored in the beginning until things started to happen.
Yeah.
And then you start getting like how Men was before it got weird at the end.
Yeah.
Before it just fell off the deep end. It was like that, where I was like, okay, I'm really interested in how this is playing out.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no answer as to why.
Yeah, but that kind of worked a little bit.
It didn't bug me, though. I'm like, I want that type of closure. But they were just like, no, because of him, now we're doing this. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay, so now.
See, and I didn't like that. I didn't like.
You didn't like the outcome of that? What they were doing with the bracelets?
Yes. Yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah.
That's the one thing. Because I scored the ending a little bit higher than. And then I got to thinking about it. I knocked the point or two off.
Okay.
Or I didn't like that.
No, I was like, I don't like how it just kind of dropped.
Mm-hmm.
I really would have liked more closure with that.
Yeah.
Well, and have it go to a different extent.
I agree.
Well, that's interesting because your ending is higher than mine.
So I had it higher. Because I liked when he meets his wife again. When he sees his wife, I really liked that part. And I didn't like the bracelet thing at all.
Yeah.
See, to me, it took away from what he was doing, the dream.
Yeah.
Because anybody can do it.
They didn't explain, you know, they were just like, oh, well, he did it by accident. But now we have a way to do it on purpose. And it was like, okay. Speaking of doing it on purpose, what's up, Cody?
How you doing, Cody?
He always does it on purpose. And if he was a dolphin, he'd do it on porpoise. Caveman's in the house. What's
up, Kosh?
He's good. Yeah, he is. He's not so stiff this time.
I'm not so stiff today.
My cock is flaccid at this point, which is good. He's relaxed.
Relaxed.
Yeah. That was good. And not to be outdone, Miss Caveman is in the house.
Miss Caveman, I hope you're doing great.
Good to see you. But Cody liked that. Good. Thanks, brother. he's gonna go on the next stream with somebody who's like, so 4K Lowdown said I do it on porpoise. That's the way the faces for radio roll.
Yeah.
We tell it like it is. But anyway, let's go to our highlights on Dream Scenario, which again, I think this is worth a watch. It's on Max.
Yeah, Max, give it a spin.
Yeah. This was kind of cool. So yeah. Rich, you actually gave a 10 to the cast here. You gave a 9 to the acting, 8s to the ending and story and genre. And then you got 1.7 hanging out for direction. I gave a 9 to the story, and then I gave 8s to visual, direction, and subgenre, and then 7s for cast, acting, trailer, and genre. So, I mean, like I said, all in all, I think this was a good movie. I guess Jay didn't like it.
Yeah, you said it should be at the bottom of our list, right?
Yeah, you should have been on our bottom list. So I don't really decide. It was my turn to go to the hospital. I slipped in the mud and fractured my leg. Holy crap.
What
is wrong with you people? You and Caveman. What is happening?
Oh, man.
Jeez. Man.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Hurt my balls saying that.
Yeah, man. Hopefully, man.
So sorry.
Doing okay.
I hope you're okay. Man.
It's your turn to take care of her.
It's now. your turn to take care of Miss Caveman.
Yeah.
Yeah,
good to watch.
Had it. He's having a whale of a time. Corey J came. Everybody's saying, y'all excited for Civil War? I am. I can't wait. Yeah, I want to see Civil War really bad. Yeah. I can't wait. Yeah, I'm gonna see that on Tuesday. But what we're going to see right now are the final scores on Dream Scenario coming in third place, you guys. IMDb is giving this a 7.0. Get this. Rotten Tomatoes critics score 91%.
I can see that.
Audience score 68%. Rich, you gave it a 71. I gave it a 73 for a total average score of 72. Getting ready to pick up my pain meds. There you go.
You just do this today?
I think it'll be good. Love A24. We're just talking about Dream Scenario. It's A24.
Yeah.
I think A24 does some great stuff. Iron Claw was fantastic. Of course, Everything Everywhere. That kind of put A24 on the map for me.
Ex Machina did for me.
I mean, I loved Ex Machina, but I didn't know A24 at that point.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't until Everything Everywhere that I realized A24 was doing it. And then I went back and I went, oh, wow, Green Room is good. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at all these other movies and I'm like, wow, these are all A24s that I've liked, but it's never dawned on me that A24 was the source of this. You know, and then of course there's Men and there's a couple of other things, and I'm like,
I mean, everything's not gonna hit.
A Joaquin Phoenix one I didn't care for.
Oh, the one with the giant dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, not me neither.
Yeah, the one. With the, what was it? The Beau Is Afraid. That's the one.
Yeah.
Yep. Lighthouse did it for me. Okay.
You know, I've never seen that.
That's funny. I've got Lighthouse right there, and I've never
have
seen
you it. Watched it. I've never seen it.
I hope so. Giant what? Rob's perked up.
I say penis, and he's like, "What?
Huh? Somebody call me?" Oh, giant penis. That's right. It's a hard knock life. So, and speaking of knocks, we're going to have the big knock on the 24th
with
the Wilkie monster himself. Corey's going to be on with us. So we're going to have a fatal four way. It's the four horsemen on the 24th, where we're going to review five movies.
Are we doing five movies?
I think we're doing five.
I don't think we are.
Are we doing five movies?
Oh, yeah. Huh? I was thinking we only did four movies.
No. Rebel Moon.
Yeah.
Civil War, Night Swim, Zone of Interest, and Wish.
Yep. We did Wish just for Rob.
Just for Rob. Just to throw Rob a curveball.
Yeah.
Has Been Hotel was A24, yeah, an Amazon exclusive show, adult animation show, highly recommended. Never heard of it. Land Shark. Let's see who gets that. Still a little loopy. That's right. Wish the cartoon. That's right. Wish the Disney cartoon. It hits Disney Plus. So
it's already on there.
We're going to watch and review that. Yeah, it's already on Disney Plus. I'll be locked, cocked, and ready to rock. To rock. Gotcha. oh, Rob, you're going to love Wish. We had to throw something in there. Ah, Wish. Heard mixed about Night Swim. Yeah, I've heard mixed reviews about Night Swim too. I'm anxious to watch it. I like who's behind it, but I didn't. When I watched the trailer, I didn't really like the premise. So we'll see what happens. I think it's on Apple TV. Were we talking about Wish?
Yeah.
Wish, that is.
Yeah, it's right. on Disney Plus.
But it's on Disney Plus now too.
It's on Disney Plus. Yeah. It's to rent everywhere.
Yeah. Disney Plus. Confirmed. All right, we got two more left.
I'm still going to go with I'm going to be right at one point.
You're going to be right. But you know that it's always in the last place you look. Our number two movie this week is Monkey Man.
What the fuck? What the fuck? I did not expect Migration to be number one. That just shocked me. Monkey Man. The trailer looked fantastic. Dev Patel's fucking amazing in this. Thank you, Rob.
And then he's laughing, so I don't know if I don't know if that was a backhanded compliment or what. Oh man, I really want to get out to see Monkey Man.
It's worth seeing it, dude.
The Chungo Man. That's right. Chungo Man.
This movie was fun. It wasn't as perfect as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
There was parts in it that I wish they could just left out.
Yeah.
And this would work better just as a revenge film. But I just can't praise Dev Patel. He's fucking amazing in this.
Dev Patel.
And his first time directing.
Yeah.
He knocks it out of the park for the most part.
Yeah. So the synopsis on this one reads, an anonymous young man unleashes a campaign of vengeance against the corrupt leaders who murdered his mother and continue to systematically victimize the poor and the powerless. So, yeah, basically somebody said, you know, is this like Punisher? And I guess it is in a way, because it's really
more John Wick.
I don't know if I would go John Wick. It's not like he killed his dog and stole his car, but he killed his mom. Killed my mom, dude. But this movie, I liked it. I wanted to take a shower afterwards because it's very grimy. This movie is grimy. Oh my man. Okay. Never rich. Okay. So you're not making fun of your haircut. And then he laughs again. So I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on. Rob's like, no, you're doing a great job. Dev is the man. I got a Monkey Man poster. I was trying to get one. Would have been really cool. I think I am thinking of Luck. You might be thinking of Luck, because I think Luck is on a different station. I don't think it's on.
Luck is on Apple. And that shit sucked.
Yeah. It sucks so bad, he took it off our list. We were going to watch it and review it. Yeah, and he's like, no, let's not do Luck. And he pulled it.
I did.
And I didn't even get a chance to watch it. And I was just like, okay.
That was before we were good. We haven't really done that since.
Yeah. No, usually we'll put it on, bad or not. Mm-hmm. We'll do it.
Ask Alex. We made him watch all kinds of shitty movies.
Yeah. You should throw Luck in there too. No, we're out of Luck. Monkey Man's trailer didn't interest me, so I passed. I get that. I watched the Monkey Man trailer and I'm like, okay, this, because at first I was like, I don't know if I want, because he asked me, Rich asked me if I wanted to see Monkey Man. And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. When I first saw the trailer, I was like, hey, Monkey Man, you're like, I don't know.
Hey, Monkey Man, when my dog is sleeping. Okay. I think my dog's outside still.
My pussy's in the window.
But then I watched the trailer and I'm like, okay, I'm interested. But I didn't have high hopes for it. This is Dev Patel's directorial debut. Mm-hmm. And I think he did a good job.
Yeah, he did.
I think he's a brilliant actor.
I hope he takes off from this.
And of course, Jordan Peele's involved here as a producer or whatever. You see some stuff here of him. I didn't recognize anybody else. So the cast kind of hurts.
And it's not a foreign film.
It's not a foreign film. I was hoping to score it as a foreign film because I wanted to give it a higher score.
Yeah, me too.
Rob wants to know what you're drinking, as he made fun of your hair. So
I'm just drinking the dew. That's all I'm drinking.
Just doing the dew. I'm just drinking water because I'm trying to be healthy.
I'm trying to stay awake. I'm going to try to power through the last two Fast Furious movies tonight. Fingers crossed. I finished Fast 8 today because the last two really sucked. Fast 10 is a little better than Fast 9, but Fast 9 is rough.
Do the do. AEW for life.
No.
What are you talking about? This is the wrong show for that.
AEW. It's got great matches. That's it. No story, no nothing.
No,
if they learn to do some storytelling, then it might be good.
Yeah,
maybe they could draw more than 300 people. Fest. Yeah,
it's a spot fest. I like the matches, but I don't care about the angles. None of that stuff works.
Yeah, the storytelling sucks.
Yeah, but I do like the matches, and I'm hoping that the Triple H era can get back to some of those good matches.
I think Tony Khan is just a fanboy thinking he's a good booker. He's not.
No, he's like, I want to get this guy and I want to get that guy. So Cody says Fast 10 was ass.
I agree, but it was still better than Fast 9.
I think it was ass, but it kicked ass too. So I think everything from 6 on, 5 was my favorite. Everything from 6 on was kind of balls. But I liked 10 better than I liked 8 and 9.
I liked 10 better than I liked 9. I liked 8.
I liked 8, but I liked 10 better than 8. Oh. So we'll see. 10 is better than 9. 6 is afraid of 7. not because 7, 8, 9, but 7 is a registered 6 offender. So Jason was interesting.
I liked him. I like my mom.
Fast 9 and 10 are rough. Everybody's talking about Fast. My boy Jason is funny in Fast X. I think he was funny in Hobbs and Shaw, too. I liked Hobbs and Shaw. When Vin and Paul split at the end of the movie and I teared up, they should have ended it there. They should have. I agree. And it, 69 is never mind. We want Cody. So,
oh, you a Cody crybaby.
So, it's 69 is great, but 88 is better because you get eight twice. So
back to Monkey Man.
Back to Monkey Man. Speaking of getting eight, Monkey Man, Monkey Man's in the theaters right now. Just came out. I enjoyed it. I really liked it. Not my favorite of the movies we watched this week.
Yeah.
But definitely, I think it deserves to be in the top two.
I thought this was going to be number one for sure. I am just blown away that
I'm not a crybaby. Oh, wrestling Cody.
Cody crybaby, yeah.
68, and I owe you one later. Getting eight or eight. I'll let you make that determination, Rob. anyway. Yeah, I think this is worth seeing. Again, this is not something I would chase the theater for. But when it comes to streaming, yeah. But I enjoyed it in the theater. Again, I thought it was visually dark.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I really wanted to score this as a foreign film because it looks like this whole thing takes place in India.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's filmed in the U.S. Mm-hmm. and in Canada, some in India, and some in Indonesia. But I do like the story behind it, but it's kind of your token revenge story. There was a very interesting piece that was trying to be inclusive, I'm going to say.
Well, I must not pay that close of attention.
You all are so nasty. I thought it was in LA. No, it's definitely like
India.
Like India is where they're saying this is happening.
Yeah.
Who is nasty? Who is nasty, Rob?
Okay. How about this poster and the fucking First Omen poster? Somebody didn't fucking figure out.
Somebody didn't like. Hold on, I've got the First Omen poster too. Hold on, let me grab it.
Yeah.
Because we're watching that next week.
Yeah. Look at these two posters, almost identical.
I know, I was like, because I showed them on Movie News at 5 last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, why do these look the same? What the heck's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So here is the Monkey Man one. Of course, the other one's trying it so hard. So why is it called Monkey Man? I think he wore a mask in the trailer. Yes.
Because it's an Indian.
It's an Indian folktale about like a monkey who was trying to get like the best fruit, but it turned out to be the sun. And it goes along this whole mythological, you know, this kid's story.
And there's a Netflix animated movie about it too.
Mm-hmm.
But look at these two posters. Somebody dropped the ball.
It is not trying to load. There it is. Okay. So First Omen. Monkey Man.
Yeah.
First Omen. Monkey Man. Okay. So yeah.
Action scenes in here. We're fantastic.
No copyright. But hearing great things about the First Omen, it completely passed me. I didn't hear jack shit about it. And then all the reviews came out. I liked it. I enjoyed it. We're going to talk about that next week.
Next week. Yeah.
And hopefully Arthur the King, I'm hoping Rich gets a chance to
see that.
Copyright infringement. No, it's not a copyright infringement. They just use the same color scheme and it looks very similar. But yeah, I think, yeah, the action scenes work. I enjoyed this. I just thought I felt it could be better.
They could have took that one sub storyline B out, and it would have made the movie a little bit tighter.
I mean, okay, so when I was telling you about inclusive stuff, it was where he went to heal after that first encounter.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know if that kind of felt forced.
A little bit.
Like they were trying to check a box.
Yeah.
So that kind of bugged me.
And I don't know if that's Jordan Peele's.
Yeah. Happens all the time, like floating heads. Yeah. I'll check out Monkey Man when I find it cheap. That's right.
Yeah.
I watched it for free. So
I did too.
Yeah. That's what she said. In the middle of the movie, went too long.
Yeah. But I'm saying if you get cut out that sub storyline B, and just focused on the mom story, this movie would have flowed better and you would have had a ending. And yeah, that's just my opinion though.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
But again, Jeff
Rob, Patel, you is so nasty. All right, let's go to our highlights on Monkey Man. You guys coming in second place this week. And it was really close to being first place.
I'm still in shock, guys.
It was really close because our first place movie, our scores are closer together.
Okay.
So for Monkey Man, you gave 10s to the trailer, the visuals, sound, and genre. You gave 8s to the acting and subgenre, 7s to the ending and story. I gave a 9 to the subgenre, 8s to the acting and sound, and then 7s to trailer, ending, story, visuals, direction, and genre. But again, the cast kind of hurts here because it's not a foreign film. So it sits with a 4 because it's Dev Patel and Charlito Copley. Dude, you weren't paying attention to how many 10s he had, bro. So I liked it. I didn't love it. This would probably be something I would watch again.
Oh, I'd definitely watch it again.
But yeah, I wouldn't buy it right away. This is not a right away watch. Of course, almost nothing's a right away watch for you unless it's Spider-Man or or something like that. But let's go to our final scores on Monkey Man. You guys, this is in the theaters right now, coming in second place this week. IMDb is giving this a 7.3. Rotten Tomatoes critic score 88%, audience score 83%. Rich, you gave it an 81. I gave it a 71 for an average score of 76.
That's a good score.
Yeah. All right. Before we get to our top movie this week, and I did talk about it briefly, but let's talk about what we've got coming up next week.
Okay, next week we got The First Omen, which is still in the movie theaters. We got a John Cena movie, Ricky Stenicki, which is on Prime Video.
Yeah,
we got another movie theater movie, which I'm hoping to get to see, but I don't know. So we might have to sub this movie out, which is Arthur the King. Then we got a Lionheart, it's a documentary on Max. And then we got a Scare Network exclusive documentary called Haunting. It's a Shanley. What is it?
It's the Haunted Shanley.
Shanley. Okay.
It's a hotel in New York that is extremely haunted. That some one also might there. Be subbed. We're working that one out too.
I don't think it will be. I don't think we'll sub that one.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna go ahead. If it's not, I'm gonna log in and see if it's on there already. If not, I'm gonna just go ahead and.
Yeah. Rob was like, "Oh damn. David is the low one." So you don't get points for that one though, because I set you straight. Arthur the King is a good one. I agree. I'm hoping he gets a chance to watch that, because I've got the poster back there and I want to bring it up to the front with the First Omen poster.
Yeah.
and show those off. But yeah, that's pretty awesome. And I do want to start giving away digital codes again. So yeah, I've got some left. I was a little disappointed with I don't think anyone grabbed my Dungeons and Dragons code. So I'm going to wait a little bit and then we'll start giving out codes again. But I still think my next code I'm going to give away is Top Gun Maverick. And I'm going to do that probably next week, maybe the week after. So stay tuned for that. If you want us to continue doing the giveaways, give us a hell yeah. And we'll definitely continue doing that.
And if you guys want to join us.
Rookie here, this every Wednesday. Yes, we do our show every Wednesday, Cody, at 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern time. But yeah, we're here every week for a live stream. And we have a very special live stream tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, this is going to be a one-time shot.
Hopefully a more time shot down the line.
Thanks, Jay, Rob. Thanks, Corey. Thanks. Appreciate it, brothers. But yeah, we might do more of these. So basically what we did is all right, Cody. Thanks, brother. Appreciate that.
Thanks, man.
So tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern, we're doing our WrestleMania 40 results show. So basically we watched WrestleMania and I came up with a new scoring system for the matches. So Rich and I scored all the matches over the 2 days, and we're going to go over those matches and talk about them tomorrow night. So I'm looking forward to that. And if we get, you know, good feedback from that, if that turns out to be really cool, then we might start doing more of the big WWE events like SummerSlam or Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, things like that.
Yeah.
But we'll see that. All right. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate that.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
We got hell yeah times two from the Mr. and Mrs. Caveman. Appreciate that. We'll keep doing the giveaways. I'm more than happy to do it. And you know, we love to give back to you guys as much as we can. Abyss 4K is still sold out. Yes.
I'm lucky I have mine. I got mine. I'm on mine.
I did not get that one. I got Aliens and True Lies.
I still have to open them. Aliens. I'm not a fan of True Lies. So
True Lies, that's my favorite Schwarzenegger movie. So Holland, good night, brother.
Good night, bro.
Appreciate it. All right, let's go to our final movie. Our number one movie this week, surprisingly enough, is Migration.
Wow. I mean, I enjoyed this movie. This movie was fun. I think I've seen this movie like 3 or 4 times, or listened to it 3 or 4 times, I should say. Because my son watches it all the fucking time. But yeah, this really shocked me that this was number one.
Yeah.
Like, you must have scored this really, really well.
I didn't score it as good as you, bro.
I scored it. I mean, I guess.
So yeah, I will say I watched this with my granddaughter, and at first she was like, I'm not having it. She didn't want to watch this movie. She was yelling at me. She wanted to put in something else. And then finally she got into the movie and she was like,
awesome.
Yeah. She thought it was awesome. She, you know, almost as good as Trolls Band Together was how she felt toward the end of the movie. But at first she was like, I don't want to watch this movie. And I'm like, come on, let's watch the Ducks movie. And she's like, no Ducks. Yeah. She wanted to watch Despicable Me. And I'm like, it's the same thing. So they have little Minion movies, little mini movies on the Blu-ray. So I watched those with her. And then we put in Migration and she was able to get along pretty cool. Not going to lie, I dig the trailer for Migration, but haven't grabbed it yet.
It's a good movie.
Migration. I liked this. I wasn't sure I was going to like it. I bought it to watch with my granddaughter, which I'm glad I got the chance to do that. But I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was
good. A movie with Awkwafina in it. And it's another one with her in it we enjoyed.
Yeah. Awkwafina does. I mean, she's got a unique voice. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it sounds like nails on a chalkboard, but
she's reined that in. She's
pulled that down. Kung Fu Panda. She did a good job. The sisters one, that was the live action one.
Yeah.
And now this one.
Yeah.
She hasn't
in
been
Farewell. She was great in that.
I loved her in Farewell. I liked her in Raya the Last Dragon.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
She was the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing I didn't like her in Shang-Chi.
She was the worst part of that movie.
She was too big of a distraction in that movie. Especially it's got Michelle Yeoh in it, and it's like like it. K-Man says it was too foul for her. I get it. Little Mermaid had Awkwafina, right?
Yeah. Did she play the crab?
I think she was a character.
Yeah. But that movie sucked. Already,
yeah, because she had a song that she did in Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Awkwafina is my girl. I mean, I liked her in Crazy Rich Asians, although she was way over the top in that. Yeah. But that's exactly what she should have been because of the way that they are. Love Awkwafina. Farewell was great. We liked Farewell.
Yeah, Farewell was fantastic.
She was good in Renfield. Okay. I didn't think she belonged in the role that she was in.
Yeah, in Renfield. It wasn't believable.
No, I would have been happier if she was actually in that group therapy thing. That's where I wanted her, not as a cop. Scuttlebutt, damn. But I liked Renfield. I liked Renfield, and I thought she was funny. But I didn't see her as a cop. It didn't make sense to me.
No world she can ever play a cop. Just no.
Bad guys, yeah. Like I said, she does a lot of voiceovers because her voice is so unique. You can pick it out of a lineup. I go, oh, that's Awkwafina. I know exactly who that is. I liked Renfield, but I felt it was slightly overrated. I wouldn't hate you, bro.
Yeah,
I agree. I liked Renfield, but I didn't think it was fantastic.
No,
not enough. Oh, not enough. Nick, I thought you said Dick. That's Rich's thing. Not enough. Nick, I think, but it was focused on Renfield as Nicholas Holt being the Renfield character. But I enjoyed that. And I do think there should have been more interaction between Renfield and Dracula.
I agree.
In the movie. And then but it was more on the group side, you know, but with metaphors and stuff.
More Nick Cage, it might have been bad. It would have been from okay to bad. Because we got just enough of Nick Cage's Dracula
muff.
In that movie.
Just muff. Yeah, we got just a muff, so there wasn't too much dick. It was just enough muff.
You know what? Do
that. Cody with the hot takes. But no, I thought Renfield was good. But yeah, I don't.
Yeah,
I do not fault you.
I still want to buy it. I think it's. If we hit $10, I think I'll get it. That over the scene.
Cody says, "I know, right? Officially blocked. I know." All right.
Yeah, but just back to migration.
Let's go back to migration. we're gonna move back south and talk about Jamaica. Migration.
No, is this a thing? Dogs go to Jamaica. I didn't know if that was real or not. This is like a long fly for fucking ducks.
It does. All right, let's read the synopsis. It says, a family of ducks try to convince their overprotective father to go on the vacation of a lifetime. That's kind of a weird way of saying it, but Cody is a jabroni. Cody guy says hi. All right, you guys. But yeah, so migration, and I hope I don't butcher his name. Kumail Nanjiani.
So good. So good.
Did I do that?
Underrated actor.
Yeah. So he plays the father, and I thought he did a good job.
And I love how they put his eyebrows on the fucking duck.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's a long flight for that.
Is that a real thing?
You got to stop to refuel or something. Go flock yourself. I love it. I like this. I think this is a good family movie. Mm-hmm. I think the music is good. The visuals are good. I enjoyed it across the board. It's not fantastic.
No.
I
like the set pieces. You get the pond, you get the city, and then you get Jamaica.
And then of course you get the clouds set where they're doing the things on the clouds and going through it and making a helmet and doing all that crazy stuff.
Shit, which that made me chuckle.
Yeah. Kamal is a great director. I love The Big Sick.
Oh, The Big Sick's so good.
But yeah, I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, that's so good.
That's
a great love story.
Elizabeth Banks is in this. Danny DeVito is in this. I could pick him out of a lineup too.
Everybody is recognizable.
Carol Kane's voice, Keegan-Michael Key. I absolutely was like picking people like, and sometimes I don't like that where I recognize their voices too easily. The Big Sick. Which has a porno movie called The Big, you'll figure that one out. I enjoyed this. I liked it.
Yeah.
I'm glad I bought it. I'm glad my granddaughter got to watch it. So it's on the shelf. I have it with all my other Illumination ones. So my granddaughter can pick it out anytime she comes over. But yeah, it's really just because our scores are close together that this one became number one.
And it's not,
otherwise it would have been Monkey Man.
Yeah. This was just an enjoyable movie all the way around.
Yeah. You guys corrupted my mind. Just wait till the 24th, brother.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have a foursome, four-way.
Exactly. We're going to have a four-way. Yeah. There's gonna be some pants grabbing. Just be ready.
We'll make Rob the cuck. So,
because I can change your name on the fly, Rob. So we're just gonna change your name on the fly. I think I signed into the wrong system. I don't know. This is a porno review.
I'm sure Dave probably has a scoring system for that too.
I do, and a lot of it has to do with length and distance, but. Like when the Terminator corrupted on T3. Oh, can't wait for this.
Me neither, Corey.
The four-way?
Remember, guys.
Yeah.
If you want to be on our show, even if you've been on before, just hit us up. Anybody's welcome. But you got to watch all five movies.
Yep. Your requirement is all the movies that we're watching that week, you have to watch. So, and score. Rob says four to hard way. That's right. It's gonna be a four-way sausage fest on the 24th with Rich, myself, Cody, and Rob. But it's gonna be fun. We're gonna have a Langton.
Well, not for me.
Miss Caveman got that one.
Or is she saying that guys got length and distance?
A sword fight, that's right. Lightsabers at dawn. Calm down, Miss Caveman. Whoa. Length and girth. All right, Rob, you went too far. Four dudes in five movies. All right. I love this.
Let's go to
our highlights on migration. Coming in first place, you guys.
Dave pops a blue chew.
Before I pop a blue chew and go upstairs. So Rich, you gave tens to the cast, visuals, and genre. Mm-hmm. Eights to acting, story, and subgenre. and then sevens to ending, direction, and sound. A three to the trailer. So you really weren't interested in this by the trailer.
Not at all.
And I wasn't really either. I gave the trailer a five, but I gave tens to the cast, visuals, and subgenre. I gave a nine to the genre, and then sevens to ending and direction. So Rob, who do you think got the highest score? Wait, tuna can. Love how migration is the topic and about length and girth. And how a tuna can. I know, right? It's a family film. So let's talk about porn. All effed up because of you guys. Okay. Jay says I have the lowest score.
I think he's right.
What do you guys says? Rob says Rich has the highest score. It's not what I said. I said, which one do you think has the lowest score? But that's okay. I got you, Rob. It's fine. All right. Who else we got? Rich easily because of his kid. Anyone see Skin Deep, the glow in the dark condoms? Yes. John Ritter. I feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife. That's my favorite line of the movie.
Well, I've never seen it.
Jay says Dave has the high score. Okay. Like I said, it's close. I loved Skin Deep. Skin Deep cracked me up. Let's go to our final scores on Migration, you guys. Coming in first place. Here we go. IMDb is giving this a 6.7. Rotten Tomatoes critics score 73%. Audience score 88%. Rich gave it a 78. I gave it a 76. Total average score 77.
Yeah. Good score.
Dave Lowe. That's right. How'd you know my name?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
You got my last name and everything. In the day. Yep. Blake Edwards, dude. Damn, I was wrong. You were right. You were wrong, Jay. You owe me some burn ends or something. All right. But that's it. Good show. I said, all the movies were good. I think all the movies are worth watching. There was no real stinkers for me.
Yeah. I agree. Hopefully we continue this streak of not a whole lot of stinkers, because sometimes we go on a streak where, oh, fuck.
I know. Where we're like, wow, why did we put all these movies together? They suck so bad.
Yeah. Sometimes, like earlier in the year, I mean, like we said before, there wasn't a whole lot to choose from. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just got to bite the big one. No pun intended. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, brother. Dave can't wear shorts. That's right.
Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. But I want to get serious for a minute.
Uh-oh.
I just want to say, if you guys struggle with mental health is important. Reach out to anybody that you think you can talk to, because don't keep it in. I just want to say that. Just mental health is important. If you feel like you have no one to talk to, you got two knuckleheads here that are great listeners. So
yeah,
if you ever need to chat, talk, don't feel like you're alone.
Yeah. Don't feel like no judgment here, you guys. So you can hit us up, either of us, on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. And we're here to help you guys, because even though we're, as Rich was saying earlier, we're all over the United States. So we're so far apart, but yet our community is so close together that we can be there for each other. So if you guys are feeling anything south of where you think you should, we're here for you.
Yeah. No matter what, no time of day. So like I'll say, man, I was struggling the last couple weeks, 3 weeks, and I have a great circle of friends. So I want to give a shout out to David, of course, Adam, Nate, Alex, Harrison, and Evan. We call ourselves the Films with Friends. So I want to give a big shout out to you guys for thank you for being there.
Yeah.
So I just really appreciate you guys.
Jay says, amen. Respect, Rich. Rob says, perverts. That too, yes, if you want. That, if, yeah, you're, if you're into that, we're, yeah, we can wear many hats, and it, it, mm-hmm, doesn't matter which head we put them on. Thanks, Rich and David. Thank you, Rich. Mental health hotline 988. You can text or talk. Yes.
Oh, cool.
We love you guys. We love you too, Miss Kaven. We love Guy. Yeah. We're always, yeah, rooting for him.
Yeah.
And his hospital stay. And now your hospital stay. So you guys got to quit falling apart. but, you know, and I, you know, I've got my own health things that I'm dealing with. But this venue, what we do here,
yeah,
really makes me happy.
Me too.
And
like, I'm not gonna lie, man, like last week and the week before, it took everything for me to log in and do this, because it's like I was gonna shoot you a message, like I don't want to do this, but I did. And then for that hour and a half, those 2 hours, bro, it was just like,
you kind of forget. I know I don't want to put it into context because this is what we're doing, but it's like watching a movie. You get an escape,
mm-hmm,
and it's just something you need. I mean, I recent loss, like immediate family loss that I've been, yeah, that I've dealt with, and then
it took a toll on your family.
Yeah, it's hit my family really hard. And, you know, and now I've got another health scare that I'm dealing with, but it's worth it. You know, Rich is absolutely my best friend on here, and always, it's, man, by happenstance that we got together.
Yeah. That's just so weird how the universe works.
Just crazy where I was like, hey, let's do a battle on 4K D-Rays. And then you just, yeah, showed up on my channel, and we've been doing this ever since. So
that crazy invite, you're like, hey, you want to hop on with me?
Yeah.
Shit, sure.
Yeah, let's do it, because I'm and it's been an amazing ride, and I love this community here. Everybody in the chat, I love this. Miss Kaven says I'm bubble wrapping myself after this.
Definitely do.
I'd pay money to see that, Miss Kaven. yeah, dude, Cody, totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Life is crazy. I agree. That's what movies are, Dave. An escape, but a good time. Exactly, and that's how I feel, yeah, here. Yeah. We're talking about movies that help us escape, but this itself is an escape. So, it's really good just to get yourself out of your own head.
Yeah. Just never feel like you're alone, man.
Yeah.
You've got Dave and Rich.
Cause you're not.
We're not professionals.
No. And that's the best part about it.
Yeah. I'll listen.
Mental health. Well, I was going to say mental health is more important than physical health, but as it is now with my current situation, no, I think they're the same. Cause physical, yeah, health is what I'm dealing with right now. bubble wrap. That's right. Nothing wrong with some bubble wrap. But yeah, you know, you guys, this has been an amazing show, and yeah,
thank you guys for tuning in.
I want to thank, we have 20 people live right now. And I just want to say thank you so much for being on. Yeah. Again, hit the like button, you know, for both of our channels if you can. And
head over to Spotify.
Go over to Spotify and just give us a follow. Because the more followers we get, the better off it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we're going to get out of here, brother.
Yeah, that's it, man. And remember, if you want to come on the show, hit us up. I'll have May's first couple of weeks up. Hopefully tomorrow I'll put them up. If you want to be on the show, yeah, just hit us up.
Coworker from my old job took his own life a few years back, dude.
I'm sorry.
I had a person, I mean, it's been probably 7 years now, but I still feel it. A local here in town that we were really good friends and took his own life. And it was pretty,
yeah,
it was pretty horrific.
You just never know what somebody
body keeps the score. Great book about how trauma directly related to physical issues. Yeah. Good night, all. Let's get the flock out of here. That's right.
Good night.
Let's make like horse shit and hit the trail. But yeah, you guys, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for watching. Really appreciate it. Good night. God bless. And we'll see you hopefully tomorrow for our WrestleMania show.
Oh, yeah, WrestleMania show. Don't forget
WrestleMania show tomorrow. If not, next week for episode 65.
Damn.
By the numbers. And then, of course, we have Movie News at 5, which airs on Friday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. That's a recorded show, but we're going to talk a lot about CineCon. So that's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to that. But until next time, we'll see you on the Faceless Radio podcast. Bye, everybody.
Good night.